Freudnetz, Furimi Freudnetz, Tisha B'Av Freudnetz, and Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah, no? All the Shana, no?
No, I don't know. Maybe I'll register.
Shabbat is wrong.
Even ask an Akin, don't do it.
Shabbat? Yeah. No, it wasn't the afternoon.
Only the afternoon?
I put in the afternoon. I don't know what you do.
אין שום מנהג בבוקר. רק בירושלים, הספרדים עצמם. ממנחה בלא. בדיוק במשנה. ספר דברים. אלה הדברים, those are the words, those are the things that שדיבר משה על כל ישראל בעבר הירדן. אז חכמים tell us, ספר דברים was said by משה רבנו as an optional book. הקדוש ברוך הוא told משה רבנו, if you wish to speak, give you lecture. If you don't, it doesn't matter. הקדוש ברוך הוא will have taken all the extra halachot that we have in this book and spread them all around the four books before. But Moshe Rabbeinu chose to say those things, and that's why he started his speech. The dead speech he said just a few days before he passed away, and that's why the Torah says Ele advarim asher diber Moshe el kol Yisrael be'ever Yarden. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Am Yisrael on the east side of the Jordan River, Bamidbar, Ba'arava, Mol, Sof, Ben Paran, Ben Tope, Ve'lavam, Ve'chatero, Ve'dizahav. Some Chachamim tell us those names of those places, it is not just names. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he mentioned, for example, the word Bamidbar, he says, of course, we know they are in the desert, Midbar desert. He says, this is just Moshe Rabbeinu hinted them, when they were in the desert, they complained and they said, how come we are here? We're better off. We should have died in the desert, just rather now to die with thirst. When he said the word Ba'arava, he referred to something they did in the Arava. He says they did something not good in the Shittim, if you remember. Mol Suf, what they did around Yam Suf, Ben Paran, what they did with the Meraglim, Ben Topel Velavan, they complained and they talked against the man that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Chaterot is Miriam HaNeviah, Bedizav, and the golden calf. It means like this, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he opened up the speech, he tells them, I want to tell you something. I'm going to mention some places. And the places he's going to mention is just to hint to Am Yisrael certain bad behavior, if you may say, that they behave in those places. Tam Chachamim says, so what is the purpose? He says, Moshe Rabbeinu should pinpoint, should say exactly what you did. He says, no, Moshe Rabbeinu mentions the place. And when he mentions the place, he refers to the bad behavior. In order, say Chachamim, not to embarrass Am Yisrael, when he talks to them now, it's a few days before Moshe Rabbeinu died, and he says he does not want to say and embarrass them up front, what you call in America, and says he's going to hint to them. He says he's going to mention a place, he's going to mention something that will remind them about not behaving properly the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them. So the Gemara b'pnei kavodam shel Israel, he says he doesn't want to embarrass them, and he says not only that, I want to mention a few things to you, and this is the opening of this book that doesn't really say anything but hint in order not to embarrass Am Yisrael. 11 Yom Echorev, says 11 days from Har Sinai, Derech Har Seir, they would have gone via so-called Har Seir, Ad Kadesh Barnea, they would have gone through this desert 11 days, via Har Seir, 11 days. I said, but we never took that way. That's because something happened on the way, if you remember, with the spies. But that's what Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned to them. You should not know that the thing should have taken 11 days. It took 40 years. By 40 years was ended Bashterta Chodesh V'chad LaChodesh. This is the first day of Chodesh Adar. This is 6 days before Moshe Rabbeinu died. He died on 7 Be'adar. The Be'er Moshe Bnei Yisrael Chosite V'Hashem Oto Alem. It says Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to him. Achir HaKudot Yisrael Melechem. After Moshe Rabbeinu hit, killed Sichon, Ashishim B'Cheshmon, et Og Melech Hashem Shebashom Be'etrei. He killed Og, Be'er Yadim, Be'er Tmoab. Moshe Rabbeinu is on the east side of the children of Israel. The land of Moab, when Moshe Rabbeinu started Be'eret HaTorah Hazot Lemor, I said, let me explain to you from the beginning what's going on. Hashem Elokei Melech Harob Lemor Tehar Machshim Vavarate. Hashem told us, enough sitting over here. Excuse me, on Har Sinai. Tnu Surachem V'Aram Riba Nikol Shana. Please go to Eretz Yisrael. And you should go over there, Ba'arava, Ba'ar, Mashulam Nikhuf Hayam. You should go to Eretz Yisrael. Let's not be able to do that. He says, please walk to Eretz Yisrael. Then to Tilfanecha, et Aret, Vurushut Aret, if you should go to Eretz Yisrael. אשר נשבע השם לבותיכם לבוס לכם ותתאם לזרב אחר. הקדוש ברוך הוא, promise you the left. Okay, I just want to skip to Shilishi with your permission. This is sentence 22. And here Moshe Rabbeinu starts, so-called, and say clearly what went wrong. Even though, again, in the first sentence, as Moshe Rabbeinu started his speech, he did not want to say, and specifically, come to the point what it is. Here, again, Shilishi, this is chapter 1, sentence 22. It says that the Kibbunah Lekohem, you came to me, all of you, but Amuni Shachan Shemel Palenu, let's send some spies to follow the Aretz. They should go around, they should find out what's going on in Israel. Yeshiva Otan Davar, they should come back to us, give us information. Tadei Hashem Alev, Tadei Hashem Avalev, Tadei Hashem Avalev, Tadei Hashem Avalev, the Torah will go through, that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to blame on Israel for sending the spies, that you demanded me to agree with you, and I did, and the whole thing failed. At the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very upset at you. So again, here Moshe Rabbeinu starts to tell openly to Am Yisrael what they did wrong in the desert. As the opening that he started in the same day, he does not want to say what went wrong. He just hints to them the places they did something in the place, and that place is the cause of the scene, but he does not want to mention this. The question is, what is the difference? It's in the beginning and the opening. Moshe Rabbeinu does not want to say what they did. It just hints to them, again, mainly, mostly the places, and here's in the parasha, and then next in parasha, and the following parasha, by Tchanan and Ekev, Moshe Rabbeinu will clearly tell us, we need the golden calf, Matzah Omeriva, constantly Mamrim Ha'itemim Hashem, Yimlati Etchem, you always never listen, and here in the beginning of the parasha, he doesn't want to say this. With your permission, after that, if Mashiach will not show up until Shabbat, we're going to read after in Sefer Yishayahu, chapter 1, with your permission, Chazon Yishayahu Ben Amoz. This is not the beginning of his prophecies. His prophecies started really at chapter 6. But the way Hashem Knesset HaGdolah, or he himself, Yishayahu, put his book, started the Nebuah, his prophecy, with that chapter. Chazon Yishayahu Ben Amoz. Excuse me. Hashem Chazal Yudal Yerushalayim. This is the prophecy of Yishayahu that he had on Yehuda and Yerushalayim, Bimei Oziyahu, Yotam, Achaz, Chizkiyahu, Melchei Yehuda. Shimu Shamayim Ve'azini Yaretz. Ve'azini Yaretz. It says, listen the sky and listen as well earth. It's a little bit strange. Somebody is going to tell you, listen, I want to talk to the earth. It sounds a little bit strange. You don't talk to earth. Nevertheless, Kiyom Chachamim tell us, listen, Moshe Rabbeinu already said it. Ve'azini Shamayim Ve'adaber V'dishma Ratimavi. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu, in the last speech, at the end of this Sefer Devarim, he is going to say something very similar to what Yishayahu Navi opens up his book, and he's saying, listen, land, and listen, sky. Listen. It's a little bit strange. So then the Aftarab in the chapter will go on, and if you go to sentence 7, it says, Artechem Shmama, you land, is going to be deserted. Arechem Sofot Ba'esh, your cities are going to get burned with the fire. Admatchem, your land, Negdechem Zarim Ochlim Ota. Ushmama Ki Ma'apecha Darim, some kind of prophecy to tell us how bad the situation is going to be in Eretz Yisrael. V'atra Bat Tiyum Ki Sukah Becharem, It says, Shnei Yerushalayim is going to be left like a sukkah. Kimuna v'mikshav v'yinetzurah, it says it's going to be like a deserted city. That is, what is this significant of it to tell you, listen, Yerushalayim is going to be deserted. So Yerushalayim is deserted, that's not really the tragedy. Of course, we all want Yerushalayim to be built. We ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to build Yerushalayim. But that's not a tragedy. Someone's going to ask you what Tisha B'Av is all about. Since Tisha B'Av is Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Tisha B'Av, the Goyim killed millions of Jews. And the first really Holocaust that happened was in the time of Yerushalayim. But you don't, the prophecy is not about Yerushalayim. The prophecy is about mainly about Am Yisrael went to exile. Here, Yeshayahu Nabi doesn't say this. If you go to sentence 26, it's towards the end of the Haftarah, it says Vashir Shasati Barishana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring back the judges. So Hashem refers over here to the city of Yerushalayim, and Hashem says, you know, at the end, I'm going to bring back the judges and your advisors. Acharichin, then afterwards, Yikare Lachi Ratzedek Yir Nemana, they're going to call you the city of righteous, the town that has emunah, that has belief. Then Tiyom Mishpat Yipadeh. Then the Yerushalayim is going to be redeemed with judgment. Shaveh b'tzedakah, the people with tzedakah. But again, you see that Yeshayahu does not just talk about the people. The tragedy is not just the people in Beit HaMikdash. The tragedy is about Yerushalayim. As well, it has Shalom Mashiach Munat Kam, you have to read Megillat Echa. On Tisha B'Av, according to our Minagim, that you read Megillat Echa, it's a little bit very strange. The way Yirmiyahu HaNavi wrote the Megillat Echa, the Megillat Echa starts Echa. Yashva Vadad Ha'ir Abat Yam. The tragedy that Yirmiyahu refers to is that Yerushalayim is deserted and nobody is in Yerushalayim. He says, that's not how you start, that's not the tragedy. Somebody is going to ask you, what happened? He's going to, what happened? He says, we know what happened. Yerushalayim is by itself. Nobody is in Yerushalayim. The streets are deserted, there's no people over there. He says, that's not the problem. He says, the problem is, where are we? Where are the Jewish people? Where is Beit HaMikdash? Again, Yirmiyahu, when he writes Megillat Echa, it's very, not exactly like his rabbi, Yeshayahu Nevi was his rabbi. It says, not like his rabbi that just mentions from time to time the city of Yerushalayim, even though that sound is not so relevant. Nevertheless, he says, the Megillat Echa, the main thing in Megillat Echa, the way it starts, is the city of Yerushalayim is deserted, the city of Yerushalayim is by itself. He says, the Goyim are laughing at Yerushalayim. He says, this is the city, it's not important, that's not the tragedy, who cares if Yerushalayim has people, doesn't have people, doesn't matter. The tragedy really to Tisha B'Av is that we lost so-called Beit HaMikdash and so-called we had to leave Eretz Israel. But if Yerushalayim is built or not built, it's not important. Again, we pray for this every day, three times a day, but again, this is not how you start the morning. Somebody is going to say, what is Tisha B'Av? You don't say, you know, Tisha B'Av is Yerushalayim was burned. Yerushalayim was deserted. It says Megillat Echa, this is a description, and this is maybe sometimes in the Megillah when you read, that's the main thing. When the Yirmiyahu HaNavi wrote the Megillah, he says, you know what? The problem is we have no Yerushalayim. I mean, it sounds like, you know, United Nations, we don't need Yerushalayim, but at the end of the lecture, you see how Baruch Hashem, Moshe is not here. So, Moshe would get wild. If you will know what it means, what really is Yerushalayim, what is the purpose of Yerushalayim. By the way, Yirmiyahu HaNavi says, and Mashiach will come, Yerushalayim will not have the name of Yerushalayim. We'll have a different name, Kisei Hashem, and have a name, Nishayahu, and say it's going to call Yirat Tedek, Yirat Nehmana, and says Yerushalayim really is not just Yerushalayim. I would like to go, with your permission, with your Chumash, Parashat Lech Lecha. I'm sorry, Parashat Vayera. This is Akedat Yitzchak. It's chapter 22, Sishivii, in Sefer Bereshit, with your permission. זה ראי אחר הדברים האלה, האלוקים ניסה את אברהם, הקדוש ברוך הוא, טסט את אברהם אבינו. אם על אברהם ואמנני, אז אברהם יס, אמרדי, ואיום ככה, אם איתך שירבת יצחק, תאר לך לעצמי השירה, יש שם לך דרים אשר אומר אליך. אז אוף קורס, אינו, איסה כדאי יצחק, אוף קורס, בזאת השם, ולנס עצמי מהצור שושנה, this is the whole power of the shofar, and the whole musaf that we have partially, it says, Akedat Yitzchak, Akedat Yitzchak, and that's what we're going to read now, about the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Abraham Avinu, go take your sons, and, V'lech lecha, L'makach na mincha, T'rizcha, Shavta Yitzchak, Yitzchak, L'Eretz Amoriah, it says, put on your GPS, Eretz Amoriah, this is Abraham Avinu goes on the donkey, he has to type on the GPS, Eretz Amoriah, and then he will go straight to the place and Hashem wants him to go, to do, V'lehu Sham Lola Lachadarim Hashem Alecha. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, listen, I want you to go down there and take your son and slaughter your son. And the destination is called Eretz HaMoriah, that we know it is the Har HaMoriah. Of course, this is the place that eventually Beit HaMikdash is going to be built on. It says, this is the destination. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Har HaMoriah, Eretz HaMoriah, that's the place, okay? So I would expect that when the Torah will continue, that Abraham is walking with his donkey and he has a GPS in front of him, of course the GPS will take him to Eretz Amoriah. So the Torah says that it's Vayashim Abraham Babokir, Vayachvish Tchamu Mitzat Shnei Arav Itov Yitzchabnei Vakat Elu Vayakev Nechel Makom Asher Amal Elokim. He went to the place that Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, of course it refers to the GPS. Vayim HaShlishi Vayetzah Abraham Etinah Vayat HaMakom Erachok. The Torah says that he saw the place. The proper thing should have been that he saw Har HaMoriah. But the Torah, just forget about it. It says maybe on the GPS it's Har HaMoriah, but now the Torah says Abraham saw the place. Abraham, he says, you stay over here with the donkey, and I'm going with my son to bow down and come back. He says, they go together, Abraham and Yitzchak, he says, here is them. Fire and the wood, where is the sheep? And says, God, B'zot Hashem, Hashem Almighty, will find the sheep. So again, the Torah should have said, they should have come to the place that was designated by Kadosh Baruch Hu as a name. All of a sudden it's called Makom. Makom is the place. It's not the place. It's Har HaMoriah. The Torah continues, and if you skip, it says, all of a sudden, sentence 14, it says, Vayikra Abraham Shema Makom Ahu, Adonai Yire, Asher Yamir Ayom Be'ad Na'ere. On the map, on the GPS, it says Har HaMoriah. Comes Abraham Avinu, it says, after Akedat Yitzchak, after he didn't know it, it says, let me tell you something, I'm going to call this name a different name, Asher Yire. Asher Yire. Excuse me, that place has a name, Baruch Hashem. Hashem told me it's Har HaMoriah, Eretz HaMoriah. I went over there, it says over there, there's a sign on the highway, it's called go over there straight, it's Eretz HaMoriah. Mama Avinu refers to the place the whole time, Makom, Makom, Makom. It doesn't say, again, that place, Eretz HaMoriah, doesn't say anymore in the Torah. It says Eretz HaMoriah, it's once in the Torah, you don't find it anymore. Well, it says Har HaMoriah, it is, but not in the Torah. In the Torah, it's once, Eretz HaMoriah, comes Abraham Avinu, it changes the name. It says after that he saw that the sheep, that he is going to take him and to sacrifice him instead of his son. By the way, it says, Vayikra Abraham Shema Makomo Hashem Yireh. It says that place is named Hashem Yireh. It says, what is this? Why are you changing the name of the place? There's a place over here. On the GPS it says Eretz HaMoriah. Hashem told you, that place is called Eretz HaMoriah. He says, what do you mean that you come over here? He says, listen, take off from all these signs from the highway. And he says, from now on, you go straight. He says, where are you going now? It says Hashem Yireh. Hashem Yireh. So Hashem called it Eretz HaMoriah. On the GPS, everybody said, where are you going? It says, Eretz HaMoriah, the GPS will take you. It says, Hashem Yireh, nobody knows where it is. The Torah says, no, Abraham Avinu changed the place, he changed the name of the place, and Torah says it. They should know, Abraham Avinu did it. He says, why are you doing it? Shema Makomo. One more thing with your permission. Let me go to last week parasha with your permission, parashat Matan.
How do you choose
Hashem Yireh? Hashem Yireh, the translation Hashem is going to see that what I try to do. That's what it meant. That's what he meant. But we'll get to it exactly what he really meant. So Parashat Maaseh, what we read last week, so the beginning of the parasha is Ele Maaseh Bnei Israel. Those are the so-called stops that Am Yisrael had in the desert. And as we all remember, they had 42 stops. Now it's too late, but last week, if you remember, the lot of Batei Knesiot, they didn't stop on Shini, they stopped only on Shlishi, on Shabbat, in order to complete the 42 steps and not to stop in the middle. So we'll get to it in a minute. I just want to revive our memory. And then the end of the parasha, with your permission, this is chapter 35, sentence 9. It says Shishi. So the Torah is going to tell us the last halakha, so called in the four books, the halakha of Rotzeach, of somebody murdered somebody. And the Torah will talk about him. If he murdered him by mistake, that he has to run to a shelter city. And if he killed him on purpose, he should be killed. And if he ran to a shelter city, if he killed on purpose, they'll take him out. If he's in a shelter city, if he's going to come out, then somebody can run after him and kill him. You get to take revenge. How come you killed my relative? This is again, this is halakha, the last halakha that you can find in so-called Sefer Bamidbar, Parashat Maaseh. This is really the end of the Torah, because Moshe Rabbeinu again had some kind of option. If you want to say Sefer Dvarim, if he wants to say it, let him say it. But again, according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Parashat Maaseh, what we read last week, this is the end of the Torah. Again, if you remember, Gaon Vilna also says the Sefer Dvarim is on a lower level. It's not the same level. Of course, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, it's from Moshe Rabbeinu. But it's not the same energy that the four Chumashim, Bereshit Shmot Vayikra Bamidbar have. It's different. Excuse me, it's on a lower level. הוקם דארי, אין דארי תס דפונדן גם אותה. זה בראשית ברא אלוקים את השמיים ואת הארץ, הקדוש ברוך הוא, maybe it's in the beginning, or maybe because of something, he created את השמיים ואת הארץ, as he created earth and sky, the sky and earth. Okay. So the question is, why did הקדוש ברוך הוא create earth altogether? We don't need earth. We don't need. What do you need earth for? We don't need. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu could have made us like he made angels. Angels don't need earth. They fly around. They fly around in the orbit. And we could have done the same thing. You don't need it. You don't have to be on earth. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu could have just, made us wings if you want that. And we don't have to step on the ground. For what? The Kadosh Baruch Hu made the ground. Actually, originally, the Kadosh Baruch Hu just made the world with water. And then he decided, if we may say decided, to make earth, and he shut earth inside the water, and this was the first day, Et HaShamayim Ve'et HaAretz. He said, this is how creation started. He says, I don't need earth, why do you need earth? And one of the brachot that we say in the morning, in Berkot HaShachar, was Anshei Knesset HaGdolah made the brachot for us, is Roka HaAretz HaLamayim. So it says, the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, if you wash your hands already in the morning and you have something next to your bed that you wash your hands and your hands are clean, then you may say the brachot while you're doing things. When you open up your eyes, you say Pokeach Ibrim, and then when you stretch up, you say Matir Asurim, and then you say Zuket Kefuvim, and then you come to brachot Kol Roka Aretz Alamayim. This is one of the brachot that we say in the morning. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you put earth on the water. This is while you're putting your feet on the ground. When you get off your bed, you should recite this bracha. You should say this bracha, of course, Chachamim say that if you don't feel comfortable, so you get dressed and you go to mikveh, you come to Bet HaKnesset, you say all the brachot Bet HaKnesset. But apparently the brachot were established, were made by Anshei Chesed Olam, Mordechai and Esther. It says that while you do something, then you say the bracha. It says the bracha is while you're putting your feet on the ground, you should say, Baruch Ata Hashem Baruch Olam, Oka Haaretz Alamayim, you Baruch Hashem, you have over here earth. You see, I have my feet so-called rested on the surface of earth, that's a bracha. It says, what's the significance of it? I understand, you say, Baruch HaMechim Mitzadei Gaver, Asher Chim Mitzadei Gaver, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem gave me some strength and energy that I can walk, Shesali Kol Tzorki, I have my shoes. I says, I rested my feet on the ground, this is the Baruch HaBroka Aretz Alamayim. Of course it means something else as well, but again, the simple explanation is while you're resting your feet on the ground, say this Baruch HaHashem, thank you very much, I have ground. So, what is ground? You need the ground for? I don't need the ground. The opposite, you know, maybe I can fly. I don't need to stay bracha for this. What's the significance? I can put my feet on the ground. Today was the Ari's Yotzeit. And Ari himself, until a certain point, he said that he's allowed to tell some things that were hidden until his generation. Of course, some Chachamim did know before, but did not reveal it to the public. Ari revealed a lot to the public, and certain things, even though that he was not ready to reveal, he revealed because of pressure of his students, and one time he said that he got punished because he revealed too many secrets. He said he lost a child because of it, because he should not have revealed certain secrets. So this is, of course, for us, you know, Baruch Hashem, that we have those things that let us to understand certain things that's very hard to understand without his explanation. Of course, most of the stuff that he revealed was revealed to him, the Chidah said, by Eliyahu Navi. It's not that he had a dream or sat down on the porch and made these things. Something was transferred to him by Eliyahu Navi, the Chidah said. So Ari says the following. Says that really, and the Kedushah that we say, that's what says in Yechezkel HaNavi, this is the Haftarah of Chag HaShavuot, we say, Baruch Kvod Hashem Imkomo. What it means, actually, it is that so-called the root of the blessings come from Hashem, from His place. What do you mean, His place? But I mean, where is Hashem's place that you have this Kavanah and you say, Baruch Kvod Hashem Imkomo? He says, where is it? Where is this place of HaKadosh Baruch? Where is it? What do you refer when you say Kedusha? What do you refer Imkomo? He says, what is the place of HaKadosh Baruch? So he says, what the Gemara says, you should know that's not what it means. It's not, there's a place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a place. The place is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just the opposite. So Ari says that's what they read, the Gemara says it. It means like this. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for example, you know, in Bet HaMikdash, the Kohanim had to be barefoot. They cannot choose the Bet HaMikdash. Ever. If you can't come over there. I says, of course, you know, that our cousins took this minag and they take off the shoes. If you ever went to Marat HaMachpelah, and Mr. Albert can tell you what happened in Egypt, they say they take off the shoes. Of course, they think it's a respect. They think it's a respect. It's nothing to do with the respect. Of course, you find in the Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets Moshe Rabbeinu, the first time he tells him, take off your shoes. But it's not just this. Come to Ramban and other Chachamim is not a respect. Because if it's a respect, you always say, Hashem is everywhere. And really, you should walk barefoot all the time. If it's a respect, if you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, you can say, this is Bet HaMikdash, of course, it's more important. Chachamim say, no, that's not the case. The Ramban and the Zohar, the Ari, they all said, I mean, the Ramban, before the Ari, and all the Chachamim say, what it means is like this, in Bet HaMikdash you have to be barefoot, it's not because of respect. No respect at all. They said, the Gemara says, sometimes the Bet HaMikdash, the floor was like 1 foot high, covered with blood. in the time of the Moadim, the Chagim, the people brought sacrifices. So I have to walk barefoot. I would like to have, you know, boots. Boots. That's not called respect. What's respect it is? He says, if you tell me, you know, you go to a very shiny place and the place is shiny, spotless, okay, Bet HaMikdash constantly, the floor, constantly, was full of blood and salt. So full of blood and salt. But I don't know how much cream they used, the Kohanim, on the feet. But it's a horrible situation. Walk the whole day on the floor barefoot, doesn't matter the temperature, can be winter, summer, full of blood on the floor, you're walking. Of course, certain places, the Bet HaMikdash was not, but again, the places that sacrifice, since were always, even on Shabbat, they had to wash the floor in Bet HaMikdash from so much blood. So it's not just respect, take off your shoes. I take off my shoes if I come and I have a Persian carpet, but not take off my shoes if the whole thing is blood. It says, this is respect for what? For the blood, I have respect. So Chachamim say, all the Chachamim again say, that's not the real reason. The real reason it means when you step on Bet HaMikdash, via Bet HaMikdash, via the floor, you're standing and you get connection to something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called planted in earth. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us feet, the Ariel says, it's not to walk. No. You don't have to walk, you can fly. Who said I have to walk? I don't need to walk. Hashem could have made us just wings. And we don't need. That is the reason why Hashem made us with the feet, is because via the feet you have connection. And in Bet HaMikdash you have to have barefoot. This is because when you're barefoot, you are connected to the ground. I says, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, take off your shoes, of course it means also because the Shekhinah is there, but so if you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, so everywhere if everybody take your shoes off. I says, of course, and especially now it's not really the time that the Shekhinah is there. Of course Moshe Rabbeinu, if you remember, saw the fire, but it's not the real Shekhinah. And by the way, if you remember, when Yeshua met the angel told him, take off your shoe, and was not Bet HaMikdash yet over there, was maybe Bet HaKnesset, if you remember the Shurim Nabi, it is in a few hundred years going to be Bet HaKnesset, I'm a Felisha over there, and I said, take my shoe off now, for what, because it's going to be Bet HaKnesset later? And he says, no, it means it's like this, it's going to be Bet HaKnesset, he says, you know, you have to understand, because, you know, on this road, this is a Bet HaKnesset, it's not because the architect of the city designated that place, because he has in mind, he says, well, the people are angry with the need, a shul, in Bet HaKnesset, make it, give them on Broad Avenue a lot, and somebody is going to donate a lot and going to have a shul. It doesn't go that way. It goes the opposite. It goes the opposite. In a place, there is Bet HaKnesset, is because in that place, prior to the Bet HaKnesset, there is a big connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Bet HaKnesset, you don't find a land, you say, I want to do Bet HaKnesset here. You find the land, you want to do Bet HaKnesset because you feel that that land has some kind of energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you stand on it, you should feel it. And that's what I will tell Yeshua, and the angel tells Yeshua, take off your shoe, and I will tell Moshe Rabbeinu, take off your shoes. And this is why Bet HaMikdash, they won't allow to walk with shoes, because you get so-called from earth. It's called Ruch Kvod Hashem Yimkomo. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in his place, it's just opposite. The place is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu in earth put something very positive for us to get the idea, and that's how you get the idea. So this is really the purpose of the bracha. In the morning when you rest your feet on the ground, what it means is like this. It's not that I rested my feet on the ground, it means nothing. It says what it means, that he says that you have this kavanah in your head. It says, you know what? Now when I rest my feet on the ground, I will get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the idea what to do today, where to go, where not to go. And this is the power of a place. And this is really, if you go back first to Akedat Yitzchak, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, go to Eretz Amoria. Avraham Avinu punched on his GPS, not Eretz Amoria. He punched on GPS, HaMakom, the place. He's going to the place. He's not going to Eretz Amoria. What does it mean? He says, Tariz says, what it means is, if you take Hashem's name as a use of Hey, as Vav and Hey, and you multiply, the first letter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yud, the numerical value is 10. Multiplied by itself, so it's 10 times 10 is 100, and you take the second letter as hey. and you're going to multiply hey times hey, means 5 times 5 is 125, and then you take the letter above for Kadosh Baruch Hu. The numerical value is 6, and you multiply it by itself, by 6 is 36, and then you take the last hey, that's 5, the numerical value is 5, and you multiply it by hey, it comes together 186. That's the numerical value of Makom, place. The word Makom, the numerical value is 186. The same way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is 186. Says, Ari, you know what, that's the Kavanah, that you should say Magen Avraham in your happiness. If you like, say, Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham, even though we say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, it says no. It says, Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham. It says, why don't you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham, Tzachin Yaakov? It says no. It says, Ari, you know what, over here, it is a very special meaning. As it's Akedat Yitzchak, with all the respect, this is you have to know what Akedat Yitzchak is all about. So Akedat Yitzchak was that Abraham Avinu understood something. So what do you understand? He says, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he spoke to me, he told me, on the sign, on the map, on the GPS, it says Eretz Amoriah. That's not what it means, no. I understood. If Hashem wants me to go and slaughter Yitzchak over there, you know what it means. I tell you what it means. Over there is the highest connection to HaKadosh Baruch. This is why the Kohanim and everybody else is allowed to walk with shoes all around. It says, when you come to Beit HaMikdash, take off your shoes. It says, you go up there, why I take my shoes off there? Why, for what I take my shoes off there? If I respect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is everywhere. The Rambam writes in his commentary, that we say, in Alinu Shaveach, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu up and down and everywhere at the same time. It says, the Rambam, so where is Hashem? It says, you Hashem is upstairs. It's not true Hashem is upstairs. Hashemayim imara, tzachat eno, this is Hashem is everywhere. As if that's the case, says Ari, why don't you take your shoes all over? You walk on the street, you have to wear a shivit, Hashem is tamid, this is the B'Yamir says, you have to realize Hashem is in front of you all the time, he's looking at you. He says, he's next to me, he says, you pray Shemona Esrei, he says, nobody will be allowed to pass in front of you. He says, why? He says, Hashem is in front of you. Hashem is in front of me, take off your shoes. He says, no. Only Beit HaMikdash, why Beit HaMikdash? Because Beit HaMikdash so-called is the highest connection to earth. That earth is not earth. Bereshit Barah Elokim et Hashamayim et Haaretz. Says Ari, Hashamayim et Haaretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created sky and earth. For what earth? I don't need it. I'd rather fly. Since it's true. You'd rather fly. But the connection, so-called, to the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he is going to give you an advice, what to do and how to do, this is when your feet rest on, when your feet rest on the ground, then you get the message. It says that the purpose of it says creation feet is not to walk, is to connect yourself. It says, of course, Beit HaMikdash is the center of the world, and Beit HaMikdash so-called is the most important place on the world. It's not because Yerushalayim. It's not Yerushalayim. This is nothing with it. It says Yerushalayim is just a nickname for you to remember something. And he said, you know, at the end, when Mashiach will come, the name is not Yerushalayim, it's Kisei Hashem. It means Yerushalayim is a place that you get to know what Hashem wants from you. This is Yerushalayim. It's not the city of Yerushalayim, it's not the wealth or the beauty of Yerushalayim. When you get there, actually, in Yerushalayim, this is, we say, one connection. And if you go towards Beit HaMikdash, and you go up, it says the top place over there is the biggest connection. You know what to do. It says like, this is the place that you get the messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, via your feet. This is El Valdez, by the way, this is Lesson Parasha El Masev Neisrael. So I want to explain to you how it goes. The Torah says when Sefer Bereshit, the kind, killed Hebel, after he killed Hebel, he comes to Hashem, he says, what can I do? What do you do to me? What do you do? What do you mean? What do I do to you? And it says the Gemara, that every place Cain was walking, earth was shaking. In English, it's called Los Angeles. Earthquake is halacha, it's a Mishnah. A Mishnah says, when you have an earthquake, when you get up in Los Angeles and the whole house is shaking, you have to stand up right away and say bracha. So the Mishnah was bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melech HaOlam Oseh Ma'aseh Bereshit. What to say Ma'aseh Bereshit? What do you mean? Oseh Ma'aseh Bereshit means HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bereshit Bara Elokim. It says, we don't find in the Chumash that Hashem made earthquake. Yes, earthquake was made when Cain killed Hebel. This is the first earthquake that we know. The second time was in Sdom. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed Sdom HaMorah was years of earthquakes, little ones. is, what is an earthquake? Aryeh said earthquake means earth doesn't want you here. It says when Cain killed Hebel, earth did not want so-called Cain to stand on it. And every place Cain was walking, earth was shaking. This is why. This is when a person commits a sin, forget about the sin. What you actually do is on the place that you were standing and you committed the sin, now that place has some kind of a cloud, a shell, and there's no more connection over there. So the purpose of creation of earth is for you to stand up with your feet, and earth is a place. Place, it's not the place, it means the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to give you the energy, he's going to give you the advice, and you get up in the morning, you see, I know what to do, what stocks to buy, what stock to sell, what gold to buy, what gold to sell, what house to build, what house to sell. He says, you have to have the clear mind in your head. He says, what to do is in the morning when you say bracha, he says, that's a crucial, important bracha, roka aret alamayim. He says, in that bracha, when you rest your feet on the earth, then you'll know what to do. It says any question that you have to know at that moment will penetrate inside your head. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is connected to you, he'll give you the advice. If Chas V'Shalom, you do something against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but actually what you need is that place is not equipped anymore with that idea, with that message, and you don't get the message. And therefore, says Dari, when Cain killed Hebel, earth was shaking. He says, don't stay here. I don't want you here. He says, because my purpose here on the world, Hashem created Et HaShamayim Et HaRetz, is to help the people, to give them the advice. Okay, because earth is not earth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is earth. Mekomo Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekomo Shel Olam. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the place. It says, that's the Kabbalah. It says, Baruch Kvod Hashem Mekomo. It says, this is the earthquake. The end of the Torah, Parashat Maaseh, is about murdering. He says, I want to explain to you something. He says, this you should know, if Chas V'Shalom, somebody killed a mistake on purpose, you should know, Lotachnif Ot Haaretz. He says, you ruin the land. Lotaki Haaretz Etchem. Kasher Karet Agoy. Torah says, I want to explain to you something. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, you have to stay there. But you know, if Chas V'Shalom, you don't behave in Eretz Yisrael, earth will spit you out. Will speak you up. He says, what is this? He says, like in Cain, when Cain committed a sin, earth was shaking. He says, get out of here, get out of here. Moshe Rabbeinu, this is Parasha, and this really Megillat Echa as well, and as the Havdah, talking about the places. He says, Moshe will tell them, Bamidbar, Barava, Morso, Ben Paran, Ben Topel, Laban Bachatot Israel, says, Moshe Rabbeinu will mention places. I want to explain to you, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, I want to explain to you something. He says, the Midrash the following, you know, we had 42 stops. 42 stops we came out of Egypt, already we had the wrong ideas in our head. And therefore Hashem had to take us via Egypt and not via Pishkin to Israel. Earth, the desert, did not want to accept us. Earth wanted to have an earthquake there. So the earthquake is a sign Earth doesn't want you there. He said, move out of there, move out of there. And this, of course, Chachamim say that you know, it's a wish, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have given Eretz Israel in the place of Saudia, you know, in Kuwait, Iraq. At least we would have oil today. And he said, you have to understand, oil is black. This is just the opposite. Over there, you don't get the messages. That's why the Arabs are so smart, because they have so much oil. He says, you have no connection when you stand over there. When you stand on top of an oil, he says, you have no connection. He says, Admat Kodesh Eretz Israel is holy. So what do you mean it's holy? It says, in Eretz Israel, you have a tremendous amount, so-called, of spirituality that's in earth, in the land. He says, Admat Kodesh, the Maharal says, Chachamim say, in time of Gemara, in time of Mashiach, if somebody goes outside of Eretz Israel, it's like he doesn't have God. He says, people went to Chutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Israel, they came to Israel, they had to purify themselves. He says, Tuma, what does it mean, Tuma? He says, you should know, in Chutz La'aretz, you have no connection. You don't have connection from earth. He says, Afarat Hame. He says, the soil of Chutz La'aretz doesn't have the connection that you have in Eretz Israel. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes, Elo Masev Nisar, I want to explain to you something. There are 42 stops, 42, Ari says, we have a name, it's a tremendous, powerful name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's called Anna Bechorach. Anna Bechorach is 42 letters. That's the name, Ari says, the Zohar says Hashem created this world. אשר במאמרו ברש חכים עושה ברכת לבנה, השם קריאה this world, סמי זכן כך, השם קריאה this world, he says, אנא בכוח, אנא בכוח has 42 letters. Here you have 42 stops. 42 stops, I want to explain to you something. He says, you have to understand, when you did the golden cat someplace, but actually you know what you did, you ruined so-called the connection. When you complain in the desert, you complain on Yom Tov, when you complain when the spies came back, when you did everything, forget about the sin, what actually you did. But actually what you know what you did? You destroyed this place. It's when that place now has the cloud on top of it. And that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu says when he sent down his son, you better behave over there. Because if you don't behave, Earth will send you out. Why? Earth will send you out? Because Earth cannot take it that you ruined this part that was created for the purpose that for your benefit, you don't take advantage of this benefit, and not only don't get advantage, you destroy this place. You should move. You can move to a house, and he says, listen, I bought my house, and you know, since I bought the house, you know, my business is not so good. So what happened? He says, you have to know who lived in the house before. What kind of things they did in the house before. It says, some people, you know, they do something in the house. For example, the disciple of Hanukkah founder said, you should never ever rent or buy an apartment from a divorced couple. Never. Never. In Bnei Brak, you can get three apartments if you want, because nobody wants it. The disciple said, never ever buy. I said, he didn't know if somebody has a Buddha in his house, the disciple would have stayed probably to burn his house. But, you know, in Bnei Brak, most of the people are religious. So somebody came to him and asked him, I want to buy a house. Somebody said, where is the house? He said, well, who lives in this house? He said, well, you know, God forbid, you know, they don't get along. He said, God forbid, don't get into that God forbid business. Don't rent this house. Don't buy this house. Now this is what it means is, it's a so-called, now you have a cloud, a shell on top of this house. What this means actually, you have no connection. You have no connection, you step on the floor, there's nothing. You don't understand, but something is wrong. It says my decision, you know, since I moved to that house, you know, I used to make a lot of money in stocks. Since I moved, I lost money. Since I moved, this happened. He says, you live in the wrong. He says, where's my office? You know, I used to have it. I moved my office. He says, you moved, I tell you what happened. You moved to office, where's the office? I said, who was he in the office before? He says, what did he do in this office before? The lied, the cheated, who knows, he didn't pay the income tax, who knows what he did in the office? I said, no mazal to you, it's no mazal to you. He says, that's mazal, there's no mazal. In the place, there's no connection. So the decisions that you make is the wrong decision, because the decisions that you make have to come via the ground into your feet, or into your brain. He says, that's what Parashat Varim, this is Haftarah of Chazon Yeshayahu, and this is Echa, Yeshua Badad Ha'ir, and we actually don't understand. The tragedy of Tisha B'Av is, of course, that we destroyed Beit HaMikdash, of course that we went to exile. But you know what the real tragedy is? The real tragedy is that now everybody left Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is deserted. What has been deserted? You think because no people over there? No. Of course it's no people. But that's not a tragedy. The tragedy, it means no connection. Since the people in Yerushalayim at the time, that's what Yishayahu Navi will count, and Yirmiyahu Navi will say, he said they did not behave properly, but actually what they did, they cut the connection. They cut the connection, was like an earthquake. It's out of Eretz Yisrael exiled. So you mourn not on the destruction of Beit HaMikdash. You don't mourn that Am Yisrael died. If you read the Navi, he says, listen, it's not a reason to mourn. He says, why you have to mourn Tisha B'Av? He says, like, you know, it says the police uses radar. I said, you go on the highway, you go 90 miles an hour, police catches you, and says, then I'll give you a ticket, he comes home, I says, okay, from now on every year I'll make a mourning. And says, I'm going to sit on the floor, I'm going to cry. I got a ticket, they suspend my license. He says, excuse me, why did you get a ticket? I got a ticket because you sped. So why did you speed? Who told you to speed? You don't mourn for this. I said, you read Megillat Techa, you read the Nevi'im, Yishayahu, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, Hoshea, Yoel, all the Nevi'im, but say, listen, they still don't mean Yerushalayim, they told you, listen, the Nebuchadnezzar, the first Chassan Saddam Hussein, is coming, everybody ignored them. Not only they ignored him, they tried to kill him, Yirmiyahu Navi. So what's the sense Tisha B'Av, what you mourning? Because you don't mourn for this. That we deserve the punishment. We didn't listen to the prophets. But we mourn on the thing that's called missing connection, means the ground has not given us the right ideas. It says today, if you stand in Yerushalayim, it's not the same connection used to be. That's what we pray. I think we should rebuild Yerushalayim. We didn't build Yerushalayim. So you don't live in Yerushalayim, you live in Tel Aviv. So it's not because the Tamidash is there. As Avraham Avinu says, you know what? It's not on the GPS. It's not Eretz Moriah. It's Hamakom. Yes, it's the place. The Makom means over there is Hashem as the Yud and Hey and Vav and Hey in a full entity that gives you, for your benefit, the instructions. It's not that Hashem wants you to be in Yerushalayim. Hashem wants you to be in Beit HaMikdash. It's for your privilege, for your benefit. It says, you mourn. No, you don't understand the tragedy. Tragedy is not what you think, that Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. It's the connection was destroyed. It says the people that are supposed to get the connection are not here. It says the Chet Yonah Velot Bimli Yoshev. It says Yerushalayim has no people. It says, oh, it has no people. Who cares? That's not tragedy. That's the tragedy. It means there's no people. It means there's no connection. It says there's no people. It says the Zahir says that this is really when we read this Sefer Dvarim. It says the beginning of the parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu will say. He says, I want to explain to you something. I'm not going to tell you what you did. Yes, I'm going to tell you later that you did wrong with the spies, you did wrong with the golden calf, you did wrong in the desert, you complained. I'm going to mention the places first. Because what it means is you should know in those places what you actually did is you ruined the connection. Then came Ali, before the Ali, Rabbi Bahai, before and the Ravad, all say you should know that it might be that when Mashiach will come, we're going to have to go back to the desert, to those places, so-called, to do teshuvah on those places, to reconnect that place. Because right now, the places are damaged. As Elam, Masev Nisov, we read last week, it says this is 42 stops. This 42 stops is like the 42 letters of Anna Bechor. This was the creation of Israel. Actually, those places did not want to accept on Israel to stop. You want to go. Don't land. Don't dwell over here. I don't want you to dwell over here. Because if you dwell over here, if you do one thing, you say, Lashon Hara here, you do something bad, you ruin the connection. Nevertheless, says the Midrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told those 42 stops, accept on Israel. It's 42. It says to remind you, the creation of this earth was in 42 letters, not again for the purpose of creation, just the purpose of our benefit, the purpose that we should get connected. It says these places are going to reconnect later when Mashiach will come. Hopefully, maybe we don't have to go to the desert, but no, Chachamim say, be prepared, Mashiach will come. Some of us, not all of us, some of us will have to go through those stops in the desert in Sinai, and then in Jordan to stop on those places, and so-called to purify them from those complaints, that that's the purpose of Moshe Rabbeinu, writes the Sefer Dvarim, so-called repetition, you did this, I know I did it, you don't have to tell it to me. No, Eli Adonim, I want to explain to you something. You thought you misbehavior in those places, you need golden calf. It's not the golden calf. The golden calf is between you and God. But what about the surface of earth in that place that was made to give you some kind of connection? Or Ka Aretz Alamayim, it says put, rest your feet on the ground. It says in order not to walk or to rest, is to get the ideas what Hashem wants from you. And all your decisions in life, says Dari, says the Gemara, have come via your feet. It says the feet of a person, say the Gemara, are so-called responsible for his decisions that he made. Depends where he stands. It says if you stand in the right place, the decision is right. Decisions are right. Because when you stand in the wrong place, the decisions are wrong. It says the earth is the presence from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Yishar Be'av, you should mourn, and he says, on the places. And that's Yishayahu who says, Achei Nikhaela, Kira Teli, Kira Nemana, it says Yerushalayim is not going to be called Yerushalayim. It's not important, the name. It's what you said. You know what? It's not Eretz Amoriah. It's not Yerushalayim. It's Hashem Yireh. So Hashem will see. When Hashem will see? It says Hashem is there. It says that's the most important place in Yerushalayim is to get connected. Of course, you cannot give it back to the Arabs. What do you mean? They want only oil. So let them stay in Kuwait. It says we want the connection. It says the connection is only in Yerushalayim, only in Beit HaMikdash, and that's what we should pray. What the Shalom Rabbi says is to reconnect ourselves. Not just, you know, I mourn. I mourn not on the people. Of course, in the tragedy, millions of people died. It says, therefore, Mishnah says that five things happened on Tisha B'Av. It says one of the five things it says, the Gemara says, it's based on the Pasuk. It says somebody is going to come and going to plow Yerushalayim. Plow. It says they plowed Yerushalayim, they brought axes, they brought bulls, we plowed and we plowed Yerushalayim. The Romans, the Mukhanezad, the Mukhanezad also did the same thing. The Muzaradani Makhshema did the same thing. So that's a tragedy? Not a tragedy. What's a tragedy? How can you compare this tragedy to the destruction of the Tamidash? Tam the Mishnah Masechet Tanit said, you know, five things happened on Tisha B'Av. And so what happened? It says, let me tell you, first the Tamidash was Tisha B'Av. Second the Tamidash was Tisha B'Av. By the way, I want you to know, is one opinion, it's not Tisha B'Av, it was Chodesh Av. First with Hamidash is one opinion Gemara Yerushalmi that was destroyed on this Shabbat that we passed. Rosh Chodeshav. That's one. The Mishnah says now Tisha B'Av, but Yerushalmi says the first with Hamidash was not Tisha B'Av. Even second with Hamidash it was not exactly Tisha B'Av. The Gemara says on the seventh day of Chodeshav, Yimach Shemam the Goyim came to Beit Hamikdash and they had a party. They made it into a club. So first they got drunk over there, they did things over there. This was on the seventh day of Chodesh Av. And on Tisha B'Av they started the fire. But actually the destruction of Beit Hamikdash, the sins what they started to do was 2 days before. The Gemara says. But this is Gemara Bavli. Gemara Yerushalmi says, it's on Rosh Chodesh Av, Beit Hamikdash was on Rosh Chodesh Av. And then when the Gemara continues, you know what happened to us? It says Betar was destroyed, the city of Betar with Bar Kokhba, it was supposed to be Mashiach, according to Rabbi Akiva, was destroyed. Millions of people died. Okay. Then the Gemara comes, you know what happened? What else? So what else? And somebody came with a plow and plowed Yerushalayim. It says, how can you compare plowing Yerushalayim to the first three tragedies? Three tragedies, the fourth tragedy. The first tragedy is the times to Shabbat, I think from the Gezerah, that 600,000 people will die in the desert. It's a tragedy. 600,000 died in the desert. Millions of people died in the first Beit HaMikdash. Millions of people, tens of millions of people in the second Beit HaMikdash. Then Bar Kokhba in the city of Betar, millions of people died. Okay. And tragedy number five, somebody plowed Yerushalayim. That's a tragedy. That's nothing. What is this? Somebody can come to you, no? Somebody plowed something. He says, what happened? Used to be Beit HaMikdash over here. And then somebody came with a bull, with an ox, and plowed it. So it's a Mishnah. Mishnah said it. Number five. What did happen on Tisha B'Av? Remember, besides First World War, Inquisition sent the Jews out of Spain was on Tisha B'Av. Sending the Jews out of England was on Tisha B'Av. I said, okay, I understand this tragedy, but what's the tragedy to plow? This is one of the biggest tragedies. Now you have to understand, when Hashem created this world, it says the connection is in the ground. It says they came and they took all the sand, all the soil out of Beit HaMikdash. It says, you know what they actually did? So the Kohanim had to walk over here barefoot on this. It says, what had to go barefoot on it? It says, because it was a holy place. It was a holy place. It says, that's why you have a connection, not because it's holy. It says, now it's not holy, it's not Beit HaMikdash. It says, no, but it was a connection there. It says, Abraham Avinu, before Beit HaMikdash was there, if you want to know something, this is called the place. Hashem is here. Hashem is here. It says, take off your shoes, take off my shoes. It says, the Goyim came, the plowed Yerushalayim. They took all this so-called holy soil, they threw it away. It says, no more direct connection to the place. You have so-called to reconnect it. This is one of the five tragedies happened on Tisha B'Av to show you, says Zari, that how important it is resting your feet on the ground, going places. He says, you should know, you go a place, he says, you go on vacation, you go here, he says, where are you? He says, I'm here, I'm there. I say, okay, by the way, they have a question, you know, about my business. He says, okay, he says, let me tell you something, you're standing on the wrong surface right now. Right now, the surface is Tame. He says, it's not pure. He says, that Goyim, when they made sins, Hashem writes in the Torah, earth will spit you out. You know, earth will vomit. It says, you get out, earthquake. Earthquake is just a sign that the people don't behave. The people go away. Right, Ari? He said that, you know, that this is before the Midrash says it, before the destruction of Sdom Ba'Amorah, was constantly earthquakes over there. Hatam Zafer said that the earthquake in Tzfat that did happen is because people in Tzfat should not have lived in such as they live in Yerushalayim. And since Yerushalayim is the place you get connected. And the earthquake means, get out of here, get out of here. It's a sign. That the earth does not want you to be there. Hatam Zafer said, if you have no business to live in Tzfat, if you have the opportunity to live in Yerushalayim, why are you living in Tzfat? As you know, of course, the Mashiach would come from Tver to Tzfat, that's what the Zohar says, but nevertheless, Mashiach will come, don't wait for me in Tzfat, wait for me, you come to Yerushalayim. just to tell us how important the place that we are at, that we're standing on, we're living out, it's very important to behave, to get the messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Yeshua B'Av says, Ali, you can, by mourning on the place, you can get connected back to this place. And that's what the Gemara says, V'Tisha B'Av Narad Mashiach, it says, Kara Alay Moed, it says, it's a holiday, it says, because you can fix that place, that surface that was umbilical.
Так говорю, что это просто, что я не могу.